Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Well, guess what? You're up again for a new day. You didn't have to beg for it. You didn't have to cry about it. You didn't have to call your best friend on the phone to talk about it. It just is, because God had a plan for you. If he did not, the curtain would have fallen. It would have been all over. But before we get started on this roll for God, you know the routine. And that's prayer. That's prayer on the hour for power, the hour of power in Dr. Cupertino's show. Okay, you can bow your head or you can look ahead. It don't matter, because God is omnipresent and he's going to hear. He's going to hear in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, our Father God in heaven, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Might not have wanted to get up, might not have thought about getting up, but because you live and because we have our being, here you are and here we are to say thank you, thank you, thank you for another day, another time in space and in the elementals. And of course, another reason to tune in to the Dr. Cupertino show from all across the world, God, because you made it happen. And because you're making it happen, here we are to hear and feel and believe on all stated from your holy word. Thank you for this chance, God. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Here we are. We love you, God. Thank you. Let us hear something that's going to bring us closer to you. And then, of course, closer to our neighbors. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. How to tell God, I'm sorry. You know, every human being has something to be sorry about. Every human being has something to cry about, pray about, hope about, hope they never see again or feel again. Every human is sorry. And now today there's an opportunity to learn how to tell God, I'm sorry. Because once you tell God, I'm sorry, hey, the door is open wide. And there's a chance for you to walk through again as the son or daughter of God. How to tell God, I'm sorry. Oh, yes, you're sorry. You might not be looking like it. You might not act like it. You might not even walk like it. But you're sorry. You know how I know that you're sorry and how God knows? Because nothing is going right. The kids are saying that they hate you, they hate me, they hate us. Spouse probably does not love us anymore because we've dropped the ball. And you know what? When a spouse says something like that, when a spouse does not love us, you know what? They've lost respect. So in any relationship, you maintain some respect. They're going to love you. Some out there saying, my business is in shambles. And I'm just tired of lying, playing a role with a masked face that I myself even hate. I cannot seem to succeed no matter what I do. And how much I pretend. And I'm just sick of this image that I portray to my friends, hey, as well as my enemies. Your best friend is a former enemy. What is the problem? Yes, there is a problem, and several of them. When a person has left God behind, out in the cold and out of our lives, when all of us realize at death that a body still remains in view, and the spirit that made the body move, eat, and drink is gone. There we have it. The spirit of that body has returned to God, the one who gave it, and the one to whom all honor is due. That's it. That's the key. We owe God something. You know what we owe God? We owe God our love and devotion. Devotion. And today, we will hear how we must return to him with a contrite and a repentant heart and tell him, God, I'm sorry. Whatever you are up there, I am sorry. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Yes, we will hear 10 ways to let God know that we're sorry. We're sorry about something. We might even be sorry about listening right now to this show because it's going to mean I'm going to have to do something. I'm going to have to find a way to say I'm sorry and change. All living today owe God an apology. And you know what? He's waiting to hear from you. So let's jump right into this topic. How to tell God I'm sorry. Well, number one, the only way you can do that is through prayer. He's looking at your directions. He's looking at your deeds. He's listening to the things that you say. But the only way you can go to God and tell him I'm sorry is through prayer. You got to bow your head, hopefully on your knees, and say, God, I've been a fool. I've been miserable. I have been sickened by my way. But I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry because I listened to fools. I've listened to relatives. I've listened to people that know it's not you. I've listened to those who have said you're dead. I've listened to those that have run to and fro proclaiming false doctrine. I've done it all. And I'm coming to you now in prayer. God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for turning my back on you. First step is to go to God in prayer and say, I'm sorry. Okay, now, what if someone says, oh, I don't know how to pray. I've never prayed. I've never wanted to pray. Pray to what? Is anything out there? Is anything down here? Pray to whom? Who is that? Oh, my God. If you feel like that, you know what? You can get an intercessor. You can get someone to stand in and pray for you and in your behalf. Pick up any of the prayer lines. Tell them, I'm sorry, but I don't know how to tell God I'm sorry. They'll pray for you. You can call Dr. Cupertino at 424-634-9615. I'll pray for you. I'll pray over you, and I'll pray you through. Prayer. Go to God and tell God I'm sorry. And, of course, you've got to mean it. Tell God that you're sorry. Number two. You want to show God by your actions that you're sorry. You're sorry for something. You're sorry for everything that might not be going right in your life. Let your actions, the action, tell God that I'm sorry. Your actions, how? How can they tell God that you're sorry? The way you walk, you're going to be walking in a new walk because you're going to ask God. When you tell him you're sorry, make me new. Make me whole again. I want to come to you in spirit and in truth. But my actions, I want to walk like I believe in redemption, sacrifice of your son, Christ Jesus. I want my actions to show that I know that you live and that you live in me. That's what I want. I've tried everything else. It's not working. I'm sick and I am miserable. I'm sick. But now my actions. I'm going to start doing good things for others. I'm certainly going to do good things for myself. How can I go outside and do anything good for anyone else? And I'm a miserable wretch. So I'm going to show by the things I say and by my actions, even the places I go, the places I do not go anymore, I'm going to show God by my actions that I'm sorry. That's another way you can tell God that you're sorry, by your actions. I'm tired of lying, not going to lie anymore. I'm just sick of running to and fro from man to man, woman to woman. I'm tired of that. Has not got me nothing. Yes, it might have got the home and maybe some clothes and maybe some money in the bank. But it all belongs to God. The Bible says cattle on a thousand hills belong to God. So now there's no cattle freely roaming up and down the street. So that means the homes, the cars, the clothes, the shoes, the bank accounts, those automobiles, those vehicles, everything. So exchange that for cattle. You know, don't say, oh, cattle on a thousand hills is mine. No, all the wealth of the world, Satan might be in operation. But all of this, everything on a hill and on low flat grain, valley low, it all belongs to God. So you want to show God by your actions. He sees all. He sees everything. He's there. He's here. He sees everything. So you want to show God by your actions. I'm sick of me. This is the new me now. I'm walking upright on 2 feet. And I'm not going back. No turning back. No turning back. You want to show God by your actions that you're sorry. Number 3, your neighbors, your friends, the community, the city, but the community at large. You want to show by good, decent works in the community that you're sorry for anything that you have done by which God is not approved. Something that I have to show nobody nothing. I don't owe anybody anything. I don't owe them nothing. Yes, you do. The Bible says that a good account on the outside of the house of worship as well as on the inside is good and acceptable and honorable in the sight and eyes of God. So, yes, walking upright in the community, doing good works in the community, showing God, heathen, and mankind that, yes, I'm a changed man. I'm a changed woman. I've been sick of everything. Now here I sit in proverbial sackcloth and ashes. Here I sit. No, no, no. Show God and the community that you're a changed person. You don't have to run through there with the siren. I'm changed. I'm holy. I belong to God. I told God I'm sorry. Okay. We've heard that. You got to show the community. Show by your walk in the community that you are sorry, especially for so much wasted time. You see death on the street. You see wholesale slaughter on the corner. You see famine in every way you look, every area you look, everywhere you look, you see this. You've been part of the problem. I've been part of the problem. When you're not out in the community doing good, that's how you tell God you're sorry. He's already said, yes, you are your brother's keeper. That's how you show God that. He's no fool. He created all things, that said the Holy Word, he created everything that your eyes can see. That means all those people surrounding you in the environmental of the community. So you want to do good works. You want to show God. Yes, I'm walking upright before man, heathen, enemy, foe. That's how you can tell God that you're sorry. Looking out for one another. Number 4, how else can I tell God that I'm sorry? You're going to tell God, I'm going to live for you, I'm going to die for you, and I'm not turning back to my old ways. That's how you tell God you're sorry. That's how you show him. Anything in your house that's not like God, you're going to get rid of it. Anything on your job, maybe some creativeness of evil that you started, you're going to tell God, I'm sorry. You're going to undo that. Any problems that you started on your job, undo that. God is looking. God is looking. God is looking. Your job in your home, you're going to show God that you're sorry. Out in the street, the neighborhood, you're going to show God that you're sorry. And then, most of all, you're going to come before his altar grand with a gift. Yes, it's time to start gifting. If God has delivered you, and now, because you said you're sorry, guess what? It's time to gift God. You might say, oh, I'm not going into that church and give them a dime. I'm not going to give them anything. I don't like them. I cannot stand. Oops, oops, oops. But God so loved the world, everything in it. If he loved the world, that's everything, everyone in it. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So yes, 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 yes. Gifting. God paid a price. Now it's your turn to pay a price. That's how you can also show God that you're sorry. That's how you can tell God that you're sorry. Through gifting. The Bible says, don't rob God. Give to the work. Give to the worship of the work. Give because people are in these places of worship that need help. Give. You might say, oh, well, I don't have a church. I don't want to go. Turn the television on. There's plenty of ministries that can use your help. Give. He says tithing. Give by tithing. He says offering. Give by offering. You might say, God doesn't need anything. He can't spend anything. I thought you said he's a spirit. He's not running around to Saks Fifth Avenue. He doesn't need my money. He's not going to the grocery store. He's not going to the boutiques. But my goodness, giving, giving, giving. You've got to show God that you're sorry by your giving. Okay? He says 1/10. Oh, you say that was Old Testament. I don't have to do that now. We're in the new. God came and he put us under that. Maybe. But he did not put us under the principle, the principles of the New Testament. They're still alive. Giving. Remember the widow's mite? Giving. Remember those that are needy? Giving. He says, look after the fatherless child and the widow. Giving. He says, come and place your arms first on the altar, but only after you've forgiven your brother. Giving, 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 giving. Some people like myself say that I live to give. Show God that. Show him that you're living to give. Because the more you give, the more you get back. The Bible says, God, Jehovah, he loves a cheerful giver. Giving, giving, giving. Look for ways to give every day of your life. Look for something to give to someone. Every day of your life, not looking to get anything back. You want what God has. You want to give so that God, the Redeemer, God, his son, they can make sure that you have all of your needs. But I want this, but I want that, but I want to have that, I want to have this, but it's okay because he says in due season you shall reap. You want to reap good? Then be good and give. You want to reap big? Then be good and give big. Give. Look for a reason to give. God gave his ultimate, and you can give your ultimate. He gave his ultimate in his son. Now it's our turn. Show God you're sorry by giving. Don't think that you cannot get to the work and everything is okay in your life. If you don't get to God's work, the dentist will get it. The car repairman will get it. The hospital will get that. The eye doctor, ophthalmologist, he will get it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, the mechanic. Give it to God. Wouldn't you rather give to God so they can give to you? The mechanic will give you a bill. The dentist will give you a bill. The hospital will mail you a bill. But God, oh my God, give to God and he's going to return that gift. Not in the form of an IOU. Give to God and God's going to give back to you. Not by his own hand. He's going to circulate his spirit into the hearts and souls of men to give to you, give you help, give you encouragement, give you support. That is what you need. You know, there's an old saying, I don't want money, I want favor. Because when the money runs out, when the banks are shut down tight, that favor will always be there for me. You don't want money. You don't want money. You want what money might buy and what it might bring to you. You want favor. You want first favor from God and then man. How are you going to get that favor? You've got to say to God, I'm sorry. Now, God, I mean it this time. You know, I've said it. I mean it this time. I'm sorry. I told you I'm sorry. You want to give to God so that he can give to you. And number five, you know how you can tell God you're sorry? You know how you can show God that you're sorry? You can walk a life of goodness and let God know that you're not going to turn back. Show God in your life that no matter what temptation that may come your way, you're going to keep walking. It's going to come sooner than that cock that cried out thrice. And Peter had to be self-condemned. That's right. That's right, too. You want to ask God to sustain you and maintain you in your new sorriness. You want to ask God to sustain you and maintain you. What good is getting anything from anyone? And you had to give it back. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. You want to ask God to sustain you? To sustain you. You want to ask God to sustain you. That's what you want. You don't want anything else. That's what you want to ask God to do. Sustain you and maintain you. Number six, you want to ask God to accept you in your new sorriness. You want to ask God to accept you in your new sorriness. Without acceptance from God, we are nothing. So you want to ask God to accept you in your new way. Number seven, you want to ask God to put you in his service. That's how you can show God you're sorry. Get in his service. Ask him to show you what to do with the balance of your days. What can I do? What should I do? What can I do, God? What can I do? I'm already going to go back into any worship edifice of worship and give. I've already asked you to sustain me, maintain me. I've already begged you, God, please. I've supplicated to you, accept me. What can I do? Now I'm asking you, what can I do? And then listen. That's number eight. Listen to God. He's going to show you, talk to you. He's going to show you things through miracles. Miracles still exist. You woke up. That's a miracle. You're listening. You have the audible of your ear. You're listening. That is a miracle. You need a miracle. After you tell God, after you show God that you're sorry, tell him to show me a miracle. Jonah says, show me a sign. He didn't have to show you a sign. It's to show you nothing. But you will need a miracle. You will need a miracle just to stay alive in 2015 and beyond. Say, God, I need a miracle. I got people calling me. I have collectors calling me. I have bills that are overdue. I have food that I know is spoiled. God, I need a miracle. The doctor has told me to come back. Something's not right. I need a miracle. My children are just wayward. And they're saying, I don't love him. I don't love her. I need a miracle. I need something. I need a miracle. I need something. Something. I need something, and I need it right now in my life. I'm not coming on my hands and knees begging and pleading. I'm standing upright because you have delivered me now because I said I'm sorry. I need a miracle. Show me a miracle. And number nine. Oh, this is so important. You're gonna show and tell God you're sorry by dedicating the balance of your life to his work. How do I dedicate myself to God? How do I dedicate my life, the balance of it? You're going to hold up both hands. You're going to say, God is Jehovah. Psalm 83:18 says that thou, whose name is Jehovah, art the most high God over all the earth. So I'm not making this up. Go to your Bible. Psalm 83:18, Jehovah. You're going to say, Jehovah, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus three times. God, here I am, a living miracle now. You've got to surround me all the days of my life. You've got to surround me, help me, believe in me too, as I believe in you, as I believe in your son. Believe that I can do it with the help of your son, because he says, I said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. Ask God for the strength to show up and show out. Your neighbors have got to see you. After you've told God you're sorry, they'll be able to pick up on your vibrations. A community, the world at large, has you on center stage. They're looking for a deliverer. They're praying for a deliverer. They're praying for Moses, Moseline in the flesh. It could be you, it could be me, it could be any of us. You want to be someone's deliverer. You want to proclaim that you are the one. You are the one. That's what you want to proclaim in the name and spirit of God. And number 10, before we close out, number 10, you all know what that is. You're going to tell God, I love you, God. I love you. Dere moi tu. Shote. You're going to tell God, I love you, God. Uwa. You're going to tell God that I love you, God. You're going to tell God that you love him. You're sorry. If you're so sorry for the way you have lived your life, for the things you've done, might have killed 15 last week, might have stabbed 3 last night, might have wanted to blow up a nation, but today, right now, you're telling God, I'm sorry. That power I do not want. I'm sorry. And therefore, God, I'm asking you to love me. And I'm telling you that I love you. Tell God that you love him. He says, I am love. God is love. Get in, God. How can you tell the lady friend that you love her and you do not love God? You've got to get in God to get God's love. How can you tell anyone, I'm going to love you until I die? You're telling them, really, I'm going to give you God until I die. If God is love, instead of saying, oh, I love you, you're going to say, I got you. You're going to tell God that you love him. You're going to tell God that you love him. Yes, I've been a fool. I've been sick, sorry, and I've been miserable. I've been nothing. I've been running around lying to my everything, telling them I love them. No. Now you can tell them that and really mean it. God is love. Tell him, God, I got you. I got you, God. I got you, got you, got you. I got you, God. I got you. Tell God you love him. And when he turns around and tells you, my son, my daughter, that he loves you, he has accepted your sorriness and your sorry state. Now look out. And he's going to open those floodgates because you're going to practice all of these 10. You're going to get everything good. Now, good could be anything. Who knows the mind of God? But once he tells you, my son, I love you, come on back. Come on back. Look, I'm standing at a distance. Run, because you told God you're sorry. That's how you can tell God you're sorry. Ask him to love you. And don't forget the 10. God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Cupertino Show. I'll see you next week, next Saturday. I love you. Tune in. Thank you. Bless you. Have a marvelous weekend. And because of God, a marvelous life. Bye.